Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Lips that if some night forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some
so many people perform that song as fast as they can, but it takes a version as poignant as that as to enable one to appreciate the depth of it. It's All Right With Me, composed by Cole Porter for Can Can in 1953, was beautifully sung for us by Anne Hampton Calloway, and along with her, also performing admirably on piano, I thought, Anne Hampton Calloway's usual accompanist, Ted Rosenthal, and they were playing with Christian McBride on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. The album is called Blues in the Night and was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York City in February 2006. Back to the trombonist in a minute, but may I say welcome to the second part of the show. This is Swing Time here from Paternoster Row, the centre of Sheffield, and we're on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, along with numerous other outlets that are available in this day and age. Thanks for joining the programme, and thanks for listening for the second half. We're going back to the trombone leaders now with Conrad Herwig and his Latin Side of series, a treatment here to Charles Mingus, and in turn the second tribute today to Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington's Sound of Love is the name of the composition, and Mingus said after performing his iconic Ellington medley at Monterey in 1967 that he owed everything all to Ellington, hence the title of this number, which was recorded at the Training 8 studio in Paramus, New Jersey, and released in 2022. We hear from Randy Brecker on trumpet, Alex Sipionjan on the flugelhorn, Craig Handy on tenor, Bill O'Connell on the Fender Rhodes, Laquitis Curtis on bass, Robbie Armin is on drums, and Camilo Molina is on congas. On trombone, as I've said, here's Conrad Herwig.
Thank you.
Back now, then, to what I've collected from the attic this week. Some older tracks with Mike not being in the studio. If you heard the first hour, you'll have heard my explanation. So we're going back to Los Angeles on the 21st of August, 1953, and Buddy Rich. At around the time, he joined the Harry James Band, but also embarked on a number of recordings with himself leading a smaller group. Such an offering is coming up from the album The Swinging Buddy Rich, and the selection is Let's Fall in Love, the composition from Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, written for the film of the same title in 1933. In actual fact, I said that this was a small group, or at least that Buddy was leading smaller groups on record. There are actually eight making an octet here. Harry Edison on trumpet, John Simmons on bass, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Benny Carter on alto, Georgie Auld on tenor, Bob Lawson on the baritone, and Milt Bernhardt on trombone. Unmistakably, of course, Buddy Rich on drums, and the arranger was Johnny Mandel. In 1962, Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle recorded two albums together. Ella Swings Brightly with Nelson, and the one we're going to hear now, Ella Swings Gently with Nelson. It isn't widely remembered that the tune It's a Pity to Say Goodnight was written by Englishman Billy Reid and originally recorded by Billy Reid and Welsh singer Dorothy Squires. For my money, I think Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle do it rather better.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. how's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good night tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home. You gotta go home, you gotta go home. You gotta go home, you gotta go home. Give me a good.
Now on Swing Time, we're moving back to the 10th of November 1956. Moving back a little in any case. To Hackensack, New Jersey, and an early Horace Silver session, when his band was largely made up of Horace's previous colleagues in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. In this case, Donald Berg on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. The album is called Six Pieces of Silver. Most of the compositions, or at least six of them, were written by Horace Silver. And this is one of them, Camouflage.
Thank you.
Camouflage from Horisova. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule, and it's time to do a bit of homework, shall we? As I've already said, you can hear us locally here in South Yorkshire on 93.2 FM. You can also hear Sheffield Live on Freeview. No, we're not on Freeview anymore. You can listen to us on DAB in Sheffield and Doncaster, or on Virgin Channel 159. And if you want to listen to us anywhere in the world, you can always go on to the Sheffield Live website, www.sheffieldlive.org. And you can also listen to podcasts of this and previous programmes if you go onto the show page site of the Sheffield Live website and look for Swing Time. You'll find the last six or eight programmes or so there on an hourly basis on that website. And in fact, if you want to contact my Facebook page, I'm John Yule, Y-O-U-L-E, and sometimes it helps if you're outside the UK to put Sheffield at the end of that, but shall we say John Yule, Y-O-U-L-E, Sheffield, and I usually put links as quickly as I can get them onto my Facebook page to each week's show. So that's perhaps the easiest way to find us each week if you can't listen to us live between 1 and 3 every Tuesday afternoon here on 93.2 FM on Swing Time. Right, we're moving back to the current day now, or at least December the 8th, 2023, so it's less than 2 years ago, for an offering from the Florida-based pianist Shelley Berg, who has recently announced that he has relinquished his long-standing academic commitments in order to concentrate on playing himself professionally. This album is called Allegria, recorded at 19 Oaks in Miami. As I said, it's 2023, December the 8th to the 10th in actual fact. And we find on piano, of course, Shelley Berg, on bass, Carolatus Del Pueto, and on drums, Daphnis Prieto. Yes, there are quite a lot of Central Americans or people of Central American origin who live in Florida. This is one of Shelley Berg's own compositions, and it's called Bliss. Chris from Shelleyburg. Next on Swing Time, down to Southern California, and a leader and band steeped in Hollywood and TV experience, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. This is their album The Guardian Knot, which was recorded in two venues, Capitol Studios in Hollywood, California, and the UCLA Herb Alpert School of Music. The album was released in 2019. All but two of the tracks were composed by Gordon, and I think I'm right in saying Gordon Goodwin arranged all of the tracks himself, and this was certainly the case on Sometimes I Rush, which must have been a real challenge for Gordon conducting the orchestra here, because the tempo of this one does not vary as we go through it. The tenor soloist is Brian Scanlon.
Yeah.
Conducting challenge, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band and Sometimes I Rush. On to composer, arranger and conductor David Caffey now with his jazz orchestra, and this is his album All in One, which was based on it's an extended work based on the contributions of immigrants to the USA over the last 150 years or so. The album was recorded on the 28th and 29th of April 2018 at the UNC Recording Studios in Greeley, Colorado. Solos coming up from Kenyon Brenner on tenor, Brad Good on trumpet and Jim White on drums. The David Caffey Jazz Orchestra and Celebration.
Thank you.
Okay, we're nearly there then, nearly at the end of the second hour of Swing Time for this Tuesday afternoon. We're featuring now the outstanding young arranger Stephen Fifkey and his big band. This is an album called Kinetic, which was recorded at the Sear Sound Studio, New York City, on January the 6th and 7th in 2019. Here's the Stephen Fifkey big band.
Along.
The singer there with the Stephen Five Key Big Band was, in fact, Veronica Swift, who, by my reckoning, would have been just 23 years old when that was recorded in 2019. The tenor solo was from Andrew Gold. In fact, Until the Real Thing Comes Along was written in 1931 by Alberta Nichols and Matt Holliner for Ethel Waters to sing in a review called Rhapsody in Black. No one took much notice at the time, and then 3 years later, no, 5 years later, in 1936, it was substantially rewritten by Sol Chaplin and Sammy Cahn, and then became a massive hit. That just about wraps things up for this afternoon here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you so much for joining me, John Yule. I've really enjoyed your company. I hope you enjoyed mine, and I particularly hope you've enjoyed the music I've played this afternoon for you. Right, we're just going to have a little bit more of Shelley Berg to play us out, and I'm going against one of my general rules here, because I'm going to play a Lennon McCartney number. This is Shelley Berg, and I'll Follow the Sun. I've been John Yule, and I'll hopefully see you at the same time, 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon.